Next week, Plymouth will be at Fisher Field, 7 o'clock kickoff. By the way, it's homecoming. So if you're a Warsaw alum and you haven't been to a game yet, come. And yeah. Then Saturday night, the high school kids have a dance. So that'll be fun. I'm not chaperoning.
I'm not either.
My daughter's going, but I'm not chaperoning. So for anybody who's thinking that maybe I would try to see what she's doing, I am not. Well, Concord gets the ball here to start the third. Warsaw can't win the game by keeping Concord from scoring and getting the football back, but they can go a long way towards it.
Right, and I think part of the message that Coach Curtis said to his team at halftime is, you know, great first half. Let's move on. Let's build on that. You know, cause I have a feeling Concord's going to come out this second half, kind of how they ended that first half. I think you're right. They have, you know, 6 rushes for 8 yards. That's not gonna win them the game. They're gonna come out. They're gonna be throwing those screens. They're gonna be throwing those outs, and it's up to our defense. And that's the thing. If we bend, we bend. But we just can't break down and give up long passes for Concord.
They got to be looking for little number one.
Well, that too.
Charisse Brevard was the only positive offensive thing they had going in the first half. And they can literally get the ball to him anywhere they want on the field. They can hand it to him in the backfield. They can throw him a screen pass. Just like they did, they let the rush come, and then they dumped it over the Tigers' head. And we saw them do that against Northridge 4 or 5 times in the first half last week.
Yep, and that's easier said than done because he's probably the best athlete on this field tonight. Just saying we've got to contain him. Again, he's going to probably get his, but the message is keep that intensity up. If we bend, we bend. Let's just not break.
Mason Smythe will kick off. Perfect on touchbacks so far, which has been frustrating for Concord because they've got 2 guys back there hoping for a chance to run this ball back. The game clock down to 8 seconds before they reset it to 12. Beautiful sunset here in Dunlap tonight. Sun has been down for 45 minutes. We still see some orange and purple and dark reds to our west. Normally, since we don't play them on week 9 anymore, the sun usually is a problem when we come up here because we're looking right into it. It really, other than about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes of the pregame show, is it ever a problem?
Yeah. I've sat in some cold games here at this field.
Yes. Yes, sir. End of October.
Yep.
Some championship games have been played here. Concord, under Craig Kaler, has won NLC titles 2015, 2019, 2021. And they've won the championship 10 times in the last 20 calendar years. They're going to have to do some work now to get back in this game, down by 17. Smythe with the ball on the X at the 40-yard line to the left of the midfield stripe as we look at it. 2 guys are back deep for Concord. Thomas and Brevard. Thomas on the near side, Brevard on the far. Smythe awaiting the whistle from Justin Shippey. He has it, and the run-up and the boot is high and deep. And 5 yards deep in the end zone. So Concord once again starts from their 20.
And that's a weapon. You're right. Both those returners, they want to get that ball and they want to bring it out. In their heads, they think they can, you know, break a long run or a touchdown. By Mason being able to kick that ball into the end zone is a huge weapon for Warsaw.
If he never gets a chance.
Yep.
They will start from the middle of the field this time. First down and 10 from their 20. At the north end of Jake Field. Brunner with Thomas to his right. Standing at the 15, takes the snap, hands off. Thomas up the middle. He's got a huge hole. 20, 25, 30, out near the 35-yard line. That's a gain of 15 yards and a first down for Concord. And they come out, Andy, running the football and blowing open a big hole.
So I guess disregard, you know, they're going to throw their fair share of the second half, but that's great blocking on Concord's part. Coming out running.
Minuteman with the ball. Actually, Austin gave him a gain of 14. They moved it back a yard. Ball near the far hash mark. Wide side of the field to left side of the formation. Brunner. Hands off Thomas again. Another big hole. Schultz grabs a hold of him and hangs on for dear life. He still gets to the 40-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6 yards for the senior running back, who came in with 539 rushing yards and 6 touchdowns.
6'1", 205-pound running back.
He's a big boy. And he runs kind of tall.
Yeah, he does. Stands up straight.
But then at the point where somebody's going to tackle him, he lowers the battering ram. 2nd down and 4. Coming up for Concord, trailing 17-0. Capable of scoring 17 points in a hurry. Sends Brevard in motion. They're going to fake it to him and give the Thomas up the middle. He gets hit and gets spun down. Got the first down to the 45-yard line before Cohen Hetty spins him down to the natural grass turf here at Jake Field. Two first downs for Concord here in the first two series of this third quarter.
Not quite what I thought they would come out with, but it's been effective so far.
Well, this we know. Craig Kaler challenged their manhood.
Oh, yeah.
In the halftime locker room, and then sent them out there and said, you're going to go run this ball for the first part of this next drive. And they're doing that from their own 45. They sent Judah in motion, play action fake. They're going to throw out in the flat to Judah. Had to spin around to make a great catch. 45, 50, and to Tiger territory at the 46-yard line. That's a gain of 9 yards on a first down play for Concord.
Little play action there. Throwing the backfield.
Well, it's interesting. Play action and then dump it over the defensive end. And it totally worked.
Mason almost got his paw on it, though.
Yes, he did. Well, Gabert's not the tallest guy in the world. 2nd down, call it 2 for Concord from the Tiger 47. Here comes Brevard in motion, and they're going to hand it off to Thomas, and he gets tripped up in the backfield. Gavin Schultz came flying through and throws him for a loss back to the 49-yard line. It's a loss of 2, and it's 3rd down and 4.
He just stuck his nose in there.
He did.
See what I can do and tackle this guy.
He has really stepped up and done a very good job. He was one of the Tigers that had to fill in for that unbelievably good linebacking core from a year ago. 3 minutes gone, 3rd quarter, 3rd down and 4, Concord. I'm guessing 4 down territory. Can't imagine they would punt the ball away here. Brunner takes the snap, going to pitch it to the right. Thomas with blockers in front. Got hit, got away, got a first down inside the Tiger 45, down to the 40-yard line. Mark it at the 40. That's a first down and a gain of 9 for Thomas. That's a student body right pitch, isn't it?
Yep, that's an extension of the run game. You know, the quarterback runner takes it, and he just kind of shoves it off to the running back for gain of 9.
Opening drive of the 3rd quarter, Warsaw leading by 17. Concord, after being shut out in the first half, is taking the ball from their 20 to the Tiger 40. Brunner looking over for the play, relays it to his team, turns around and has a word for Thomas, who's directly behind him. Here comes Brevard in motion. Hand off to Thomas. Got hit, got away again. Another good run inside the 35-yard line, down to the 33-yard line. That's a gain of 7 yards and another first down carry for Concord. They're marching the ball down the field on the Tiger defense.
I think you're starting to see what Concord has been able to do for the most part this season. And they weren't able to do in the first half of this game.
We'll see what Jake Cowhorn has in mind here, when he might take a chance and send people to try to plug holes. Brunner, again with Thomas behind him, wings on either side, and they'll turn and they'll hand to Thomas running right. He'll try the right sideline. It'll be knocked out of bounds. I can't tell exactly where. It looks like he's got a first down. He does. Looks like it's at the 28-yard line. So that's a first down for Concord. 7:35 left to play here in the third, and Warsaw leading by 17.
So we're bending right now.
Yes, we are.
We are bending.
For sure. Again, 2 wide outs to the right. Herman on the outside of Brevard, who's in the slot. You have a wing on the right and a wide out to the right as well. Play action fake. Brunner rolling away from pressure, being hit, and he threw it out in the flat, and it was dropped. It was dropped by Moten, who was out here by himself in the flat, and it's 2nd down and 10.
So Cohen had to make a decision there, go get the quarterback as he's leaving the pocket towards his left or defending that receiver, and he chose to get the quarterback. The guy had 15, 20 yards to go if he'd made that catch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And if you got one block, you might have scored.
Yep.
Second down and 10 for the 28. Ball near the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is left. And they fake the handoff. They throw it far side. Jewett. Jewett turns up field, runs into a bunch of white shirts, and gets pushed out of bounds. And again, from our position, it's really difficult to say how far he got. Looks like he made it to the 23. It'll be third down and about five coming up for Concord with 7:24 left to go here in the third quarter, and Warsaw leading by 17.
You hate to say a play is big with 7 minutes left in the third quarter, but this is a big one.
Well, two down territory here. There's no way Concord's kicking this. So they've got 4 yards to get over the next two plays. Brunner takes the snap, dropping deep, looking down the middle. Here comes pressure, throws it on the run, incomplete. Intended for Gomez, the tight end over the middle. Cohen Heady came in a late blitz and got there just after Brunner let the ball go. Not even sure he really hit him. It's fourth down.
That's kind of what you were saying in the pregame, though. Can we make him uncomfortable enough for him to make some bad throws? And we've seen it so far tonight.
And when he has not had all the time he wants, he has struggled.
Yep.
Fourth down and four from the Tiger 23-yard line. Brunner, two wide outs to the near side, one to the far. Thomas to the left of Brunner. Takes the snap, looking left all the way. Steps up, fires to the middle, got a man wide open. He dropped the ball. He dropped the football at the Tiger 10-yard line. It was Gomez who had his hands on it. It was a perfect throw. It was a bad catch attempt, and Warsaw takes over on downs with 7:14 to go in the third.
So that was a classic example of bend, don't break. We talked about it at halftime. Of course, Concord helped there on that last play because that, you're right, that was a beautifully thrown ball by Brunner, just in and out of the hands of his receiver. In stride, couldn't ask much more for if you're a Concord fan.
No, you can't ask for anything better than that.
No.
Well, I'm not sure. Depending on how this works out, that may be a great result for the Tigers because Concord took almost 5 minutes off the clock and did not score. First and 10 Warsaw from their 22. Sullivan, option play right, hands off up the middle, and it's Duncan on the carry, and he's got 6 yards out to the 28. Again, offensive linemen playing defense for Concord. They were on the field on defense a lot in the first half. How will now this development change them? Will it take a little bit of starch out of them? Duncan with a very good carry on first down. He got 6 yards. Sullivan talking to Quentin Brock. He's on the left. Tucker Reed's on the right. Sullivan fakes the handoff, turns upfield, gets across the 30-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down, but pretty close to it, so it's going to be third down and about a foot.
Well, you're right, that first drive for Concord, for them not to get any points and to waste that much time off the clock, that's huge.
Yeah, we couldn't have done that any better ourselves.
Right.
Clock approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. Warsaw leading 17-0, facing third down and less than one. And Concord is looking for something up the middle. The fans on that side trying to make some noise to help their defense. Drew under center. Hands off. Duncan up the middle. And where he goes down, he's got the first down. He does. He gets 3 yards out to the 35-yard line. First down, Tigers. 5:46 to go in the third. Warsaw 17. Concord nothing.
That's just a simple play up the middle. Fullback, and you're right, they stacked that box up the middle, daring us to run at him. We did, got the necessary yardage.
Again, they continue to creep their people up. Warsaw missed on the long pass down the middle earlier. Concord with all of their people within 6 yards of the line of scrimmage. Warsaw lets the play clock run down to 7, 6, 5. Sullivan under center. Option play left, and he is going to hand off to Duncan. And Duncan gets the ball out to the 40-yard line. I wasn't 100% sure myself. The hesitation you heard was Drew about to get plastered, but he didn't have the ball. They're going to mark it at the 38-yard line. So it's a gain of about three. It's second down and seven. Under 5 minutes to go here in the third.
Boy, if Duncan could have got rid of that first tackle.
Oh, I know.
He had some room after that.
He was trying.
Yep.
Again, Sullivan's going to let the play clock run down. Feels like the fourth quarter, not the third. But that's how Warsaw has been treating it from the opening down on offense here tonight. Sullivan, wings on either side. Quentin Brock on the left. Here he comes in motion, option play. Sullivan's going to keep it. Turn up field, and he'll get across the 40 to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of three more yards, and that sets up third down and four.
The stats might not show it at the end of this game, and again, we're far away from the end of this game, but Drew Sullivan is having a night.
He had 86 yards rushing in the first half. Brady Nelson runs onto the field. He'll be the tight end on the left, I would assume. Egoff, who's got three catches tonight for big yards. He's had as good a night as a wide receiver's had for Warsaw since Luke Adamick graduated. Third down and four for the Tigers. Option play. Sullivan turns up field, runs into opposition, and he'll be stood up and thrown backwards. He got a yard to the 42-yard line. It's fourth down and three. And Bart Curtis is pacing around down there thinking about what to do next.
This is a tough one.
Well, I know what I would do.
I know what I would do.
I know it's the safe play. I think Bart's going to call timeout. I think he's going to go for it.
Yeah.
Nope, he's going to send the punt team out. That is the prudent play.
Yeah.
As much as he wants to go for it, he just can't right here. If he gives Concord the ball, he gives them the momentum.
Yeah.
If he kicks it back there and kicks it out of bounds so Brevard can't do anything with it, then that's good for Warsaw. Snap back to Smythe, boots it down the middle of the field. Brevard is going to chase it. Oh, it takes a Tiger bounce and goes inside the 10-yard line, all the way down to the 5, and the Tigers down it inside the 5-yard line. Holy cow, what a punt by Smythe. Not only did he not let Brevard have it, but he pinned him back at the 3-yard line. Holy cow, what a play.
Made reference to it last week against Wawasee, how effective a punting game can be. We all know the famous punts that the University of Iowa does or has over the last couple years with Torrey Taylor.
Yeah.
That was exquisite by Mason. So, A, not having any sort of return, and B, it's on the 3-yard line.
First down and 10 for Concord. Starting from their 3-yard line. Brunner takes a snap, looking deep down the middle of the field, under pressure, rolls out, gets away, flips it in the flat to Brevard. He makes the catch of the 5. He's the 10 to the 15 and out to the 19-yard line. Oh, the Tigers had him. They had him, Andy,
yep.
And he got away. It's a first down for Concord.
I'm not sure he was in the end zone when we had him, but he was darn close.
Well, and they had Brevard at the 5-yard
right,
line.
Right, that too.
Concord will go quickly. 2:29 left to go in the third. Warsaw leads 17-0 here at Concord. Runner looks left, then right. Takes a snap, drops the throw, blitz coming. He'll dump it out in the flat. He's got Brevard. He gets away from Schultz. He gets away from another, and another, and another. He's out to the 30-yard line. That'll be another first down for Concord after a gain of 12 more yards. Right now the Tigers can't catch little number one.
Not many teams can, and he's tough to tackle. You know, you'd like to say, hey, get better at tackling. It's kind of like people from the stand saying, hey, throw strikes. You know, we're not for lack of effort. That guy's just a gamer.
I don't know why you'd give the ball to anybody else right now.
Yep.
They fake the handoff to him. They're going to dump it in the flat. It's caught out there, 35-40. He's the 45-50. Cuts back to the middle field. It's Jewett. He's at the 40, coming all the way across the field, 30. He's to the 20. He'll beat Chisholm. It's a 70-yard touchdown for Concord. They're on the board and back in the game with 1:44 left to play here in the third.
And you're right. You mentioned it earlier. That just goes to show you how quickly Concord can get on the board. That was a beautiful pass and catch. Eluded a number of our would-be tacklers. We got an injured Tiger out here.
Yes, we do.
70 yards and a Concord touchdown.
Cannot tell who it is. 70-yard touchdown, Bo Brunner to Jack Jewett. And there is new life for the home team.
That's his third touchdown of the season.
Well, he made two guys yeah. had their hands on him.
Yep.
He got away from them. And then once that happened, he took off about 15 yards up the field straight up the far sideline, and then he cut back to the middle. And when he did that, there was nobody from Warsaw that was going to catch
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he kind of separated it as well.
So he continued to have an injured Tiger down on the field. Again, the training staff from Warsaw and the trainer from Concord are all out there together. Oh. It's Grady Nelson. Nelson's up. He's walking off on his own. I think he's fine. I'm presuming him fine.
Let's hope it's a cramp.
It's not a cramp. But it is. It is a concern, and so we'll keep an eye on him. Now Concord will attempt the point after, I believe. Yes, it'll be Rafa Sabas on for the point after. He's 14 out of 15 this season. Brevard is the holder. Trying to get his team back to within 10. Good snap, spot is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. 17-7 Warsaw, 1:43 left to play third quarter. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. That's a 97-yard drive in 57 seconds. Concord is on the board, 17-7. And now they have a different guy come out here to kick off. That's Nathan Potter. Potter will run up to it. Kick it as far as he can. He's going to kick it right to Tristan Wilson at the 9-yard line. 10, 15, gets bottled up and tried to go to his right and got brought down right at the 20-yard line. And that's where they're going to put the Tigers, right at the 20-yard line in what is perhaps the drive of the season. Certainly the drive this game now for Warsaw with 1:43 left to play here in the third quarter. Warsaw leading 17-7, but the Tigers may have given up the momentum in that last play, big play by Jewett to go the distance.
If we can get it back, I won't say in a hurry, but if we talked about this pregame, if we can get a sustained drive here.
At least 5 minutes with a score on the end of it would be very helpful. Sullivan in the offense from the 20. First down and 10. Drew will duck under center. Takes a snap, quarterback sneak. Oh, he's got good yardage. Got 5 yards out to the 25-yard line. And again, that's not your traditional fourth and a foot quarterback sneak. He's running behind the center, Ben Boreen, with the purpose of staying upright. He'd go the distance if he could.
Right. And that's just the thing. You know, when you run a quarterback sneak on the goal line, you have 9 people like on that line of scrimmage. It's tough. With those linebackers a little, 3 yards back, it makes it a little easier sledding there.
Second down and 5 from the 25. Down to 1:05 left to play, third quarter. Tigers leading by 10 with the football at the south end of Jake Field. Sullivan, option play, keeps it again, turns upfield and gets a couple more yards. I'm going to mark him at the 27, so give him a gain of 2. That sets up third down and 3. And now every third down, the rest of the game becomes critical.
They started the play clock just after the game clock. So I don't know if it's real close. I don't know if they can let the play clock go.
No, I don't think they can. It's about a half second different.
And I think that's what Drew just asked the head ref there. Can we let it go?
Third down and 3. Ball in the middle of the field. At the Tiger 27. Sullivan lets the play clock down to 9. Now to 8. Now to 7. Now he ducks under center, and he'll go forward. And I don't know where the ball is. I think he's short of the first down by a half a yard. The clock has hit zeros. We are through three quarters. Warsaw 17, Concord 7. We start the fourth after this on News Now Warsaw.